that, where am I? Gemara said, "Hey, manish gael, hey, shalom, gael, hello, brother. Rabbanu ish, ish at the circle. Lachzer olav, manish the gael, the lav, cotton at the circle. Lachzer olav, bidua, shein the gael." Taisvis, we do shein the gael. The cotton be doer shein le goylem shem dein moilid. As Gemara said, the rabbi holds that cotton dein moilid al gav chista. Chaim, again, the mudar zayis teres hiladis make brother make tana parok tana glass lady. My kusha, mil kama mishmaitz and teres rishayin hayim lidim mechas shanim. Teres says more later the whole lama Gemara to prove that. It was Leda's from the 8th. So how can we say over here, Bidua Shein L'Goylem? Yishlem D'Afal Pisha B'Deres Ha'Chreinim Nosachom Simen Lavo Cyrus L'Ktana Bas Yidei Shana V'Yem Echad L'Kotten V'Nidu Shana V'Yem Echad. That's a Simen Lavo Cyrus. Medaris Rishonim, Shem Marim, Lahavi Cyrus, Haizman Godless, Mikoidim Harbin. The faces. At this, that we say that the Daris Rishonim, they were Moilid at 8, that's because they became Gedolim earlier. Is this that we say that a cotton or tana does not become a gadol or a gedayla until yud beis yigul shanim. That's when the sires are meaningful, as we explained many times in Shitas Taisus. Shankain, even before that's not sires. Shankain. The Daris Rishonim, they were rogel to bring Cyrus earlier. So Mela, the Shir Godless was earlier. The Godless was earlier. So Mela, this, that, they were Moilid at 8, doesn't mean that a cotton could be Moilid. They were Moilid at 8, there's a pshat that they were talking about Gedolim by 8. Shir Gadlus is not Talui in Yigim Lashanim. So this is a Chayim Mavur and Taisvis. This is Taisvis Tasai that we discussed. Taisvis holds that Gadlus is Talui in Cyrus. Gadlus is Talui in Cyrus, not in age. And that's why the Gemara says that Banim Arem Kisimanim, if a girl has a baby, that's a raya, bonim is kesimanim. So mainly, even if the girl is less than 12, still we say bonim is kesimanim. You don't need 12. 12 is really irrelevant. 12 is just echtimsa to know that the sires are good sires. But bonim, which we know they're good sires, bonim is kesimanim, can't deny the bonim. The mela, you don't need your beis shanim. Mela, Dr. Taiz over here says that there's rishayim. The metzias was. Chazal knew that the Tzias was that the Cyrus then were real Cyrus, even at a younger age, even before Yud Beis and Gimel respectively. Memela, Betzem, Taka the Godless in those days was younger. They became Gedolim, Chiyov Mitzvahs, and Bar Das at a younger age. So mail, if that's true, then we have to understand what's going to be Pshat the Rambam. Alright, we discussed then the Rambam Shita, Fi, Bistarov, Ismairich, And based on Chaim Nechus Ishas, Chaim said that Rambam, we just mentioned from Taisvis, the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds that a Tana that gives birth, that Bonim Kisamonim is Dafka after Yud Beishanim. Bonim is Kisamonim, but it's only after Yud Beishanim. Even though the Bonim is real Simonim, it's not enough. It's not enough to have real Simonim. You need godless also. You need Shanim also for the Rambam. You need Shanim also. That means the Rambam, the two things that make godless. One is Cyrus, and the second thing they need, the second requirement is Shanim. So now, if that's true, so L'chaira, we're back to square one with Teresa's question. Teresa's question was that how could Rabbi say that Ketanim, that Bidush ain't the garden, that Kon ain't a Mailid? We see Daris Rishainim, Ketanim were Mailid. Taisa's answer is no. In Daris Rishainim, they came of age earlier. That Cyrus earlier. That's very nice. If Taisa's, that everything is telling in Cyrus. If the Rambam, that the age plays a role. The age spilt Avola, Imkain. Mkain Saif Kosaif, and Daris Rishainim at 8, they weren't 12, they weren't 13. So Mkain, we're back to square one. We raise this question. How could Rabbi say that Katnan and Mailid, we see Daris Rishainim, Katanim were Mailid. We see Katanim were Mailid. Don't tell me that they had Cyrus. Who cares if they had Cyrus? Cyrus if your Rambam is not enough. You need Shanim. Cyrus Hidram is not enough. You need Shanim. So, the easiest thing to say is that the Rambam will learn the Gemara like the Ran. The Rambam will learn the Gemara like the Ran. Because the Ran over here also has Taiz Kasha. Ran also has Taiz Kasha. Stein Kasha, the fish shechich begemar, so fenei, she does shine my lead in B'nai Ches, whole on the base, and Kain Heknes, my Kan, Kitan, Shane, Sir, Lachazer, Achareim, Devsh, the lead in Ben Ches, Ben Tes. Zog the Ran. Yain learn the Shlachshin and Tayr, Yar, the Chushloilam, Yad, don't say that Darish Rishayim is before the Torah. Once the Torah was given, boom. Chol Shiyar Delaylam. Torah Matesh is Kayach HaShaladim, I guess. Chol Shiyar Delaylam. And Melech, from now on, Ketanim can't give birth. So Melech, Dr. Ryan said, I mean, it was a L'chari Silly Havmina, because the rise that Gemara brings that Ketanim B'nei Ches are Mailid is from after Matan Torah, Bat Sheva, Eim Shloima. HaMelech. So why do you have to mechazer acharein? Maybe the cotton was mailed. The shleima, the ma'id amirin, the daris v'shayin, my lead, the mekame godless, ha'edavka ba'oysam shemuchroch oblonu loy merkein. M'kayach ha'psukim. Gemara is mechiyach. From Pasha, you do the math, it doesn't work out. Most people are not mail until very scarce that a cotton was mail. Even then, the Gemara brings down the story that they were, but that was a rarity. And therefore, when Rava says, Ish at the tzarch lachzar olav, but cotton not. That's because it's very rare, and therefore you're not mechuyif to think that maybe this cotton has offspring, and therefore you can't give the gazel, you can't give it to the kayanim, because you're not mechuyif to chayish for that b'chal. It's very rare.
But there were cases though, right? I think you gave birth when they're 8.
What?
It's rare, right? The word case is the word of stories where they gave birth when they're eight.
The Gemara says the word, yes. He's saying that's not normal. And then Ran goes on to say, Vim Yoilid, Hakotin, Al Sara Zaris, Humiyad Gadol. The Bona ran Kisimon, Kisimi Vamas. Here the Ran says an idea that if a taka did happen, then the Bonim is Kisimonim, the Bonim themselves is Kisimonim, and therefore they are Gedailu. Which is interesting, right? The Gemara says by Ktana, Bonim Ram Kisimonim. The Ran says that even by a boy, that if he has a child, then Bonim Kisimonim, and Yitaka becomes a Gadol with that. Then this second shtickle obviously is not for the Rama. Rama holds Banu Kisimonim. We still need Shonim. But this Ran, we already had this idea in the Rebbeinu Yaina. Rebbeinu Yaina learned up Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda, and Rebbeinu Yaina said that Lefi Rabba. The Rebbeinu Yaina said that Lefi Rabba, it has to be that you had Cyrus. That's bad somehow. Rebbeinu Yaina answered Taisa's Kasha. Right? Rebbeinu Yaina also was bothered by Taisa's Kasha. Right? Rebbeinu Yaina we had before. Igla Meida, Cotton Wailik, the Ashkan Bekalev. Cotton is violent. Also the same kasha. Tais the Ran, Meyayin all ask the same question. They give different answers. Tais says God was before. The Ran says Leishchiach. Meyayin says Akol Yeshloim Cotton Moiled Kolaimar Moiled Hoyv Mei Moishe Kshichta Mikra Azek Hamikra Ikla Meima. The Rabba Shoyim Elidim There is Rishayin Kvar Hoyulam Cyrus Koydim Mechim Shaviu Cyrus. Then, Meyayin says that the late is a raya to the Cyrus. This is that the Durs Rishonim had children. That's only if prior to the having the child they had Cyrus, and then the having the children is a raya, and the Cyrus is our good Cyrus. But Batson Samael comes out that it is Baal Mafreya that the godless preceded the Bonim. And therefore, when we say that Durs Rishonim, that children at eight, they only had children at eight if there was Cyrus before, so for all intents and purposes, they had children after they were Gedolim. So you don't see from the fact that children at eight that a cotton could be Milan. Well, it's not. That's a Rebbeinu Yaina's teretz, the Kasha and Rabba. What? Rebbeinu Yaina says this is the Gemara proves that there is a Rishonim that children at eight. Okay, what does it mean that children at eight? They didn't time have children at eight. The only time that children at eight, if there was Cyrus beforehand. And now that a child, and the child is Megalotos, and the Cyrus were real Cyrus. The Cyrus were real Cyrus. Mamela, it was a Gadol that had a child, not a cotton. Mamela, Rabba could still say that, So when Rabbi says you don't have to be mechazer, I'm finished. Rabbi says you don't have to be mechazer to see if there's children. That's told when there's no Cyrus. And Echnami, if the cotton has Cyrus, if the ger cotton has Cyrus, then about you have to check and maybe there's children. If there's Cyrus, and then the children are being araya, and the Cyrus were real Cyrus, and it was golden before. But what does Rabbi say? This Pshat and Rabba. When Rabba says you don't have to mechazer, what does that mean? Doesn't mean you don't have to look at all. You don't have to check. It means if you check and there were no Cyrus, then you don't have to look for children. But if there were Cyrus, even you're not sure they're good Cyrus or not, then you have to check for children to see if the children should be mevarit good Cyrus or not.
Doesn't the Rambam hold that Banu are not Ryans?
Who's talking about the Rambam? So far, I'm talking about Tarsus, the Ran, and Rebbe Yaina. Don't get back to the Rambam. I said the Rambam, at first glance, can't learn like Tarsus, and there were Gedolim beforehand. So I said he'll have to learn like the Ran. In the meantime, I'm explaining the Ran and Rebbe Yaina. Now we'll get back to the Rambam. Tarsus doesn't say that the sire, that the children, you right. Need the children. He was the Cyrus. He says that it was real Cyrus. Chazal, in those days, it was real Cyrus. I didn't say knowledge yet. Yeah.
Is it when the lady is 3 months pregnant that we see, or once she gives birth? That the children is the mother.
Pashas means giving birth.
Why not 3 months pregnant?
Because maybe it has to be only child that could only if they carry a child full term do we say that it's kesimana.
That
we see in the Gesugi and Yivamas by banim kesimana by a girl, I think it's only if she gives birth. If she doesn't give birth, she miscarries. Then we say the fact that she could come pregnant, it's not enough to become pregnant. It has to be able to have children. It's different. It's possible to be pregnant and you're not strong enough to have a child.
But that's a girl. A boy, once he's pregnant, a girl, it's enough.
Maybe the fact is the child miscarried shows that it wasn't.
It's not possible now that it's a girl.
Maybe. I don't know for sure. Akapanim. And we're back to Ben Yair. Let's read Firas Ben Yair. It's one of Chris the Holds. You don't need Cyrus beforehand, but the Banan themselves is the Simanim, right? Having the children themselves, that itself makes the godless. According to Chris the Akabanim. So you saw there in the Ben Yair also the idea that Ban Reb Kesimanim is lav dafka by the girl. The Ban Kesimanim, is even the guy by the boy. Now, back to the Rambam. So again, we said the Rambam can't learn like Tarsus that they became Gedolim beforehand. And the Rambam can't learn like Ben Yaina either, that needs Banim, Simanim, and then Banim to show that the Simanim were good Simanim. You know, Tarsus, in those days, right, they matured earlier, and just having Cyrus was enough. As a right to godless. Rebbe Yaina, Lefi Rabba, you needed Cyrus and children. And that showed that the Cyrus were the Cyrus and they were ready to Gedolim. And the Rambam Lachari, they weren't Gedolim. You need Shana. So therefore, Lachari, the Rambam will happen like the Rambam. Because what does the Ran say? That this that Rabba says, you don't have to mechazer after children. And the Ran says, what do you mean? Why not? I in Darius and Rishonim they had children. Says the Ran, but it's like shchiach. It's a muta. We see in the pasuk, no, what's coming down? The pasuk says happen. Not arguing on tzukim, but it's a muta. And therefore, you don't have to mechazer. You see a child, a ger katan. You don't have to look and see if he has children. So therefore, that's a Ram can learn also. Cotton could be mylid, theoretically, but it's not something you have to worry about. But therefore, according to the Ran, we don't see that Darius Rishonim they became Gedolim earlier. Now, there is maybe another possibility. And that, for the Rambam, and that is, if and that's like this. It's the suffix when we wear this word tonight. I saw someone want to make this cheshbon. I'm not sure if it works or not. We once mentioned when we discussed what is the gather of godless. We mentioned a marit. Marit in Chelk Aleph, Simenun Aleph. And marit is discussing whether he's discussing Gabe Simone Taira, whether it's a Simon or a Siba. He says, he writes something like this, that he brings a raya from Simone Gadlus. Brings a raya from Simone Gadlus. That Simone Gadlus, that Simone Gadlus is a simon, right? When a child is 13 years old and has Shnei Sairis, it's a simon that he's a gadol. It's a simon that he's a gadol. I know that it's not the Sairis themselves that make the godless. Yeah? It's not the Shonim that makes the godless. Rather, the Shonim and the Cyrus, that shows us that the body or the person is developed enough that he's a godless. Koshin Yaklaus Shnaisa, Chazak. That's what he says. Oh, so Mela like this. So if the Simonim and the Shonim are not what is the God, that is the godless. Rather, that's just a raya. It's just a raya. Just a raya that child has developed. In Cain, maybe it is mokum to say, and even to the Rambam, that needs shonim. The shaila is when the Rambam needs shonim. Does Ram need Shonim be'etzem? Or Shonim and Godless together is a raya to a third thing. Shonim and Godless is a raya that the child is a godless. So if Shonim and Godless is a raya that the child is a godless, then maybe it's possible that in the Darash Rishonim, maybe they knew that stage of development, which is called godless, was reached earlier. Because today we need Shonim and Simonim in order that we should have a raya that the child has reached that stage of development, which makes him a godly. Could be in the Rishonim was different. So now it's possible that maybe, even for the Rambam, the Shaykh to say that they became Gedolim earlier. Like Taisus wanted to say. Taisus was saying he's telling Cyrus. But even the Rambam could be, if the Rambam holds that Cyrus and Yud Gimel Lashon Hu makes godless, Yud Gimel Lashon Hu makes godless, okay, then there's nothing you do. There's nothing you do with that. You can't say Darash Rishonim was different. The Yud Gimel Lashon Hu is what makes godless. That is godless.
Just take us a
good. One second. That is a godless. If you say it's just a raya to something else. So then, it's possible to hear, maybe, Ulai, that even the Rambam, Shachim, Darash Rishonim, it was earlier. But this is not going to work, Ulchaira, which, if you learn, if you put the Rambam together with the Rosh, if you had the Rosh, in the beginning of his man, that the Chumas HaRosh had said, that the Yud Gimel Lashonim is Lachem Ma'ish Mesinai. Yud Gimel Lashonim is Lachem Ma'ish Mesinai, well, Lachem Ma'ish Mesinai. So if the Rambam says you need good Yugam Hashanim plus Cyrus, the Rambam is coming from the Rosh, the Lachem Ma'ish Mesinai, yeah, it was Lach Moshe Messina, and it's not Mistaber that to say that you could that you can mevater on that before in the Daras Rishayim, because if Tam is Lach Moshe Messina, is that was Lach Moshe Messina, then you can't argue with that. You can't say, oh, Lach Moshe is only just a raya mela. Then there was a stage of development without that. Then it's much more difficult to say this idea if it's Lach Moshe Messinai. I don't think the Rambam said Beferish is Lach Moshe Messinai. Some Sofer assumes that the Rambam is Lach Moshe like the Rosh. Not Muchab. It's Gantz Mestaber L'chayra in the Rambam that will say Yigal Moshanim is a Lach Moshe Messinai. The Rambam says you need Yigal Moshanim, not just Notarisik, so it's Tam. Zal Nasud Metzias that after Yigal Moshanim, the Sires are Sires. Before that, not. Because I understood that biologically, but if the Rambam says besides Sires you also need Yigal Moshanim, then it's mistaber that it's Lach Moshe Messinai, not muchach, but it's mistaber. And if that's true, that would knock out this mahalach that we're saying that even for the Rambam, it's possible that the Darash Rishonim they reached the age of godless even before Yigal Moshanim. Yes, Gabi.
So the only reason, even if the Rambam held that it's not a sin, it's actual godless, only if it was a Lach Moshe Messinai would it not work? Because even if he held it was actual godless, maybe that also was earlier. But
no, Mechtesi. Then if Rambam says you need Yigal Moshanim, so what's going to substitute for that?
Why? Because it is godless. Yigal Moshanim is godless. But why?
Right, Yigal Moshanim is godless. I'm actually saying that eight years should be godless.
Is this one can be earlier because the body grew faster? I don't know.
No.
Then also, that the Shonim would also be. If the Shonim were only for yourself, so then really would it be?
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah, I have two things. First, where is the famous Rambam of the Nikko?
I remember now.
It was in.
Where was it? No. It was Hilchos Ishus. Hilchos Ishus. Who was it? Your days, maybe? Huh? I don't remember who it was.
Parak Beis?
Not your days? Let's try Parak Beis. It's not. That's where Chaim was.
Yes,
Parak Beis.
Second is, what about...
Okay, Bas Yol, Achash, Tein, Esrei, Shana.
The second was, what about all those psukim of after Sinai, that they were less than 12?
They're what? They're what?
They weren't Gedailim?
No. That's the whole share. The last 20 minutes, that's what we've been talking about. Feed the Rambam, we see that he tracked up children as kind of like that kind of kasha. Can't answer, that's Teretz. The Rambam, that they were Gedolim. Now, that's what we're handling. That's what we're handling. We said that Feed the Rambam is Lashia, and Echrami. Rambam says they were Tana, but Lashia. The Rambam says that Rambam was Maisiv, then Yoilid, yeah? They become Gedolim. The lane itself is Rambam. That's not true. You don't need the sefas of the Rambam to explain the Gemara. All I'm taking from the Rambam is the Rambam says it's like shchiyah, and that's why you don't have to check. That's the Rambam hole. But with Rambam, the Rambam goes on to say that if they had a child, that itself is simanim. The Rambam doesn't have to hold like that. Kipshuta, if you take the Rambam kipshuta, you need simanim and shanim. Zel, Lach Moshe Messinai, not the famous cup. So then I Darash Rishonim Ter. Yeah, they had children. Ask Tanu. It's a Muslim Shchiach. Look, that's right. Called the Kabbalah Kamam, Hug Bitzal Mishkan, Bayud Moshanim Haya, Siv, Ish Mulachtai, What's this kasha? Later on, in the bottom of the days, the Gemara makes a cheshbin that they had children at 8. Rabbi Uriah, they had children at 8. From the cheshbin is of Betzalel's lineage. Betzalel ben Uri ben Achor Lamata Yehuda. And the Gemara makes the cheshbin. We're not going to go through all cheshbin right now. The Gemara makes a cheshbin that, based on the age of Kalev, so we could prove that everyone was mailed at 8. Whole series of people that were mailed at 8. But the cheshbon starts from the fact that it says that Betzalel was 13 at the time of the Mishkan. It says ish ish from Lachta Shehem Oisim. So we see that Betzalel at the time of the Mishkan was 13. It says ish. And then we work our way backwards. If Betzalel was 13, then it must be that his father and grandfather were 8 when they had children. That's the cheshbon the Gemara makes. So Taisus is bothered. So what's Taisus' problem? The Gemara says Betzal was 13. But how do we know Betzal was 13? Because it says ish. But, one second, but if Betzalel, if we say the Darius Rishonim, they were Gedolim, maybe by 8, and Cain, when it says Ish, by Betzalel, how do you know he was 13? How do you know he was 13? Maybe he was 8. That throws everything off. And that Melech, you make the Cheshbon, that gives you much more time, it gives you an extra 5 years to play with, and therefore, you don't have a raya that you can be moil at 8. All right, the sugi over there is important. It's important that you should be moil at 8 because that's the mechayim b'sham beishil over there, right? Whether or not, I don't know how much of the gemara you saw in order to understand this taisus, but you did have to see part of the gemara in order to understand this taisus b'chal. But you just didn't understand the taisus. So the mechayim b'sham beishil, the gemara says the cotton. What's called Roy Labia? Is it from 9 or from 8? Hakamay the Mentesha Shem Yemechot, Shibiyasabia, Pochas Men Shemayna, Shem Yasabia, Mechot Shem Yasil, is by at 8. Is a cotton considered Roy Labia? The Shami learns that from Darius Rishayin. Mesil, hold, you don't learn that from Darius Rishayin. Akapanim, but, and therefore, the Gemara, that's the whole Amma Gemara, trying to figure out the Darius Rishayin, they were Mailed at 8. So now, Fakhtais is, according to what he just said, based on what he just said, that in the Darius Rishayim, the age of godless could have been earlier. So okay, when it says Betzal was an ish, how do you know 13? Today, godless is 13. Today, ish is 13. But Darius Rishayim, ish could have been less than 13. Ish could have been less than 13. Some pain, the whole cheshbon is off. Maybe Betzal was 8. Maybe he was ish at 8. And Mela, his father, grandfather, they all had children more than 8. It was more than 8. Because it was a couple extra years to play with between Kalev and Betzalel. That's how it's cash. So, well, what's the raya? What's the raya that Betzalel was 13? So Taisus, Hasim writes al Chiyach al Darius Rishayim, that Filchi Azlis, Basa Darius the Hashda, Officially, Teretz Leichiach, Shenachshavim Gedailim, Repachayism Kain, Balkarchach, Barclays the Shinin Haba. So, the Pshutta Shemikra of Taisvis, he's saying that since that with Gemara's, Harei Gemara's trying to prove, Harei Gemara's trying to prove that Darish of Sharinim were Marilit earlier, right? And it's only after we know that there's a Shem Marl earlier, then Taisa has his Chiddush that we say that the godless is earlier as well. But until we prove that, then godless is at 13. So now that we start the Cheshbon with godless being at 13. Hashem writes the chiyach al deres reshainim that fill ki azlis bas deres the hashda. Even if your anocha pshut is that they were not ma'ilin earlier, right? We're trying to prove that now. Then we're going kfi hashda is 13. And meila fizeh. The fish like the tirtz lechiyach shenachshav gedolim pachos imkay bal karcha by klaysin shenhava, and then we can work our way backward and see that they were ma'ilin. The problem with Taisus is, Mashayas, Maramas, Marichos, and that is, that Saif was Saif, Saif was Saif, if you're telling me, that after everything is said and done, it could be mildly less, then could be a high enough as how it was 13. And either way, the cheshbon doesn't work. At the end of the day, we proved that they were mildly less than 13. Either way, we proved they're mildly less than 13. Right? So now, MK, so the godless was earlier. Like I said before. So Mela, you don't know Savaita, how you know it's 8? How you know it's 8? So at the end of the day, your starting point can't be that Betzalel was 13. What? Why not? Because at the end of the day, we say they were Mela earlier. If they were Mela earlier, then the Shekhadus was earlier. Right? That's the whole Taisus. The Taisus is Mechadish to me. If they're Moed earlier, the Shirkadus is earlier. That's the beginning of Taisus? Fine. So at the end of the day, the Darius Shainim, after we made Chedron Betzalel, then Uri, then Chor, Man Yehuda, then Kalev, right? So then, they were Moed earlier. So Mele, when it says the Betzalel was an Ish, how do you know it's 13? At the end of the day, it's not 13. Not necessarily 13. If it's not necessarily 13, then you can't prove that it's 8. You can't prove that it's 8. Because Betzalel was 9. So you have a couple extra years. It's not necessarily 8. So you can't prove Gemara, and the Gemara needs to prove 8. The Gemara is trying to prove 8. Not just that they were murdered earlier. The Gemara is trying to prove 8. And you can't prove 8. That's what he's talking about.
Really? Still prove like 10, I think.
But the Gemara is trying to prove 8.
Is
it specifically 8 or 8? Yes, specific, I told you, that's why I was mocking. The Mechagat B'Sham Beis Hillel is a child royal to be at 9 or 8. And B'Sham says 8 and the Gemara is after there's a shayna. That's the whole sugya. Masha says, Masha is Mechadish. That this is the Taisa said before. Yeah? This is the Taisa said before. The Darius Rishonim that were Mailid early, the Shir Godless was also early. That's only the Firaba. That's only Man Yomar that Cotton is not Mailid. Right? Cotton is not Mailid. They were Mailid. Must be they were Gedailid. So the Firaba, Cotton can't be Mailid. This is Derech Hashanim were Mailid. It must be they also became, they were also Gedailim. meaning that Cyrus earlier, so they were Gedailah. They were Cyrus, they were Gedailah. Meshengel Pirab Chista. It says, Cotton is Mylid. So Mael, according to him, Darish Rishainim, to feed him, the Darish Rishainim, when were they Gedailim? Maybe at 13. We have no reason to think not like that. Nothing changed. There's nothing different than Darish Rishainim and us. Darish Rishainim that were Mylid at 8. Say it. It doesn't tell me anything about godless. So if he rab it does, because the cotton can't be mylid. If you're a chist, the cotton could be mylid. Cotton could be mylid. Then the fact that Darius Rishayim had children at 8, no big deal. They were time and they had children. So Mela says the Mashal says, Hach suy the kamon, the leader of chist Azla, Gumar the Shmaiz the kamon. So Mela, so according to Rav Chista, when the pasuk says Betzalel was an ish, what does that mean? Alkochoch 13. You can't tell him I Darish Rishayim were Mela at 8. So what? But when you an ish, when you a gadol, only at 13 for Rav Chista. This they were Mela. It does not advise on the godless bechal. Doesn't show the godless. So Mela, according to Rav Chista, the cheshbon is pashut. The Tzal was 13, you work your way back, all his grandchildren took 40 years, whatever, all of them to be born, it must be that they were 8 when they gave birth. Masha Nichash, Yash Kasim, the Hasim writes, Lechiyav, Al Darius Rishayinim, Da Filu Ki Azlis, Basa Darius, Da Hashta, Da Hainu. The Gemara is there trying to prove the age of birth of the Darius Rishayinim based on Ki Hashda, the Hainuk is Varsav Chista. Based on the godless of Hashda, right? Based, which is Rav Chista. By Tirz Lachiach, Shaychachnu, Hachal, Rabba, then Kot Mailin. Shacham Gdash, Rishayim Gdayim, and both of them. And came Akarcham, Bar Yugo Shonim, Hav Betzalel, Vishtach Lachok Avachad, Bechez, Oilin. So the Mashal says, the Taisa's kitzer is going. Taisa's answer is that Gemara is going for Rav Chista. If you're Rav Chista, we can prove. That they gave birth at 8 from Betzalel. If you're Rav Chista, it says Ish. Betzalel was 13, no matter what. That's the Bechesh Marsha. The Maram has kashas, gives omshat, but if you want Ayin Sham, yeah.
So he's basically saying that
Baruch Kisimah
didn't apply to
those Rishonim? According to Rav Chista. He says that's an Afkamina in Rav Chista and Rabba. According to Rabba, it says Ketanim are not Mailid. So then, if the Rishonim were Mailid, it must be that they were Gdailim. According to Rav Chista, Ketanim could be Mailid. If the Ketanim could be Mailid, then we have no Hechruch, then there is Rishonim, that the age of godless was any earlier than it is today. Memeil, the sugya that proves from Betzalel's age that his father and his grandfather, etc., were 8 years old, that cheshbin is true. You know, that cheshbin, based on the fact that Betzalel was 13, that cheshbin is true according to Rav Chista. And Mashal says the Gemara of day is going for Rav Chista. Ramah's cautious, but they'll just make things too complicated over here. Zabdumar Vaiter. Esa Baye, Ish Eliel Ish. And Teshon Yemechot, Shiroi Rabbi Menayim, Tamloim of Ish, Vish. So, what are we talking about? Says Rashi, Ish ka b'shivcha rufa k'siv. Ish ki ish ka v'es isha shivcha zara shivcha rufa, which when one man says chatzi shivcha chatzi b'es chayrin, that's mureses to Eved Ivri. And says Ish ki ish ka as ish shikhva zera, v'hi shivcha nechrefes leish, v'amrin the whole pasuk, v'haflein dasa, v'chuf shalitin la, v'kairis tiyala, la yumsu, ki lo yikhu pasha. So then it is, she gets malchus, he has been carbon. So, what do we see from there? So we see, what do we see? It says, you see that he can have that, that he's royal bit? He's 13, but 9, come on. It says, Vish, we see that he's royal bit. So it's Kasha on Rabba. Amalyesh Levani Marlin. Kitfush Levish Lish. Done. Rashi. So Mela, even though he could, he's right to be, but he's not right to be. The Zera is not strong enough to be Mela. The Chizki Tanach Yozer Ish, Ish Mezer Mazriya, then Kotten Mezer Mazriya. Rash Yozer, Menafke, Loshin Mezer, like Sivki Arshish, the Meimar, Rosh Beinami, Hai Mezer Mavashel. That the zera of a cotton, that you know, that nine, they could have zera, and they could have a beer, but it's not bashel, it's not developed enough that it could be mailed. I'm later marach l'arvashim. My mash nahayv nahaymez lishn bishul. The chesiv yaziyakiv in the zera doshin. We see that's lashon of bishul, lashon of. Mail over here means lashon of being developed. So this is Shita's Rashi. Now we're talking about the parasha of Shivcha Rufa. And that's how the Rambam learns it as well. And the Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam. Rambam is interesting sheet over here, and the Ravid attacks the Rambam. Even though the Rama arrived in Teres Kainim, that's himself like the Rama. Rama says, Yisur Abir Gimel Gizayim, Benteshon Yem Echad, Shabal HaShivcha Charufa, he like Gumei Vikarb. Fascinating Rama. Why so fascinating? What? Rama says, a cotton ben Tess, Shabal HaShivcha Charufa, she gets Malkus. And he brings a carbon. A cotton that's high of carbon. Cotton's high of carbon. Vushatir Gedaila. Ubulu, Ritzain, the Kamash of Yarnu. Shain ish high of carbon, Ashit, Shit is high of he Malkus. Shinema, Bakaris, Tia, Behavias, Ashamai. Bakaris the Malkus. It has to be that she gets Malkus. So it must be, it's even though he's a cotton, but she's a Gedaila. She's high of Malkus. He like if Uchai Malkus, who may be carbon? Says the Ravid. So Ravid had different gears in the Rambam. He had gears in the Rambam, he like it. Who may be carbon?
He like
who like it, sorry. I'm Rav Ramzeh Shibush, like Metzinu Cotton Barayinshin. The Rambam, the Ravid also, the carbon Zeh min Ayinshin who. Bikimoi.
What?
Because the Mishnah says, because the Mishnah says the Raivan had a Gears in the Rambam, I guess besides Karmel, he also gets Malkus. Because we'll leave that for a second. Ravid says he's talking about carbon also. Yeah, he says on carbon. He says, yeah, Shemetzinu cotton bar einshin. The carbon zeh min einshinu. So he said, how can you say that it's chayiv? That it's chayiv. It's chayiv carbon. The advaz in the no. Oh, the Shudra advaz in the Shonis Rambam. It's Suri Bira Perak Beis. Says like this. Seven. Sorry, on this round, remember. He's like this. Oy shalta, amash hez garayvish, let me see in God marayinch. Zog the Radvaz, fascinating Radvaz. Das Rabbeinu, she'ena kabonis loinish, el kapara. But the Radvaz says, how can bring a carbon, either carbon is an oinish. Says Radvaz, what are you talking about? Carbon is kapara, it's not an oinish. It's not a punishment. It's a way to have a kapara. Malchus, Mrs. Bezdin. Yeah? That's an Einish. A carbon is not an Einish. It's kapara. And Dr. Advaz, the Kotinami kapara boy. Kolhech diga kesha. Yeah. Yeah? So we have a machlokes here between the Raiv and the Advaz. We had Raiv and the Rambam. Is a carbon considered an einish or a kapara? No. So what's the einik of their advaz over here? This advaz brings us back to the Yana Gemara over there. And hey, and the Gemara says the gabe takala. We have to kill the behema because it's takala. Even though there was a cotton over there that was involved, and the Gemara was that cotton is mazid. Rachmanu the chasale. So the Radvaz, the Chayyar understands, the Radvaz said, a cotton nami kapara bai. Why is cotton kapara bai? Cotton is not mitzvah. What kind of, why is cotton kapara bai? Teretz is, it's mukhan this Radvaz, everybody say, the married the Radvaz. It's mukhan this Radvaz. And then, yeah, cotton is chayyar kapara. Why? The cotton is mitzvah. Like we said then, that side. Shach, Mechulu, yeah? Cotton is considered the bar shchita, which is mitzvah. Cotton is mitzvah. Elamai, Rachmanu the chasalei, that what? No oinshin. Rachmanu the chasalei, no oinshin, no punishments. Right? So, Dr. Advaz, no punishments. But cotton didn't have era, cotton needs kapara. So, when we're not dealing with the oinish, we're dealing with the kapara. Then the cotton is the shaykh to that. The Rambam says you have to wait until. The Rambam says you have to wait until the gadol until he brings the cotton. Where is it? Where was Shkogas again? Gimel what?
Tez gimel.
Okay. Here the Rambam says you have to wait until he's the gadol to bring the cotton. That's because ten tishah he like it. Who made the carbon? Yeroi li she'enim mei v'yad she'yagdil. That's the Rambam Svara. Yeroi li she'enim mei v'yad she'yagdil. Because he can't bring a carbon if he's a cotton. He needed to be a bar. Rambam's in Mechadish. He needed to be a bar das in order to be able to bring the carbon. That's Rambam says. There's no Gemara about that. That Yeroi li, the Rambam says, he needed to be a bar das to bring carbon. So you have to wait. But the chiyuv carbon, yeah. The chiyuv carbon, yeah, says the Radvaz. Why? Because a cotton is bar kapara. Why is cotton bar kapara? Because a cotton is a chayav mitzvah. It didn't bear. It needs a kapara. It's not that it's not mitzvah b'chal. Elamai, rachmanu chasalei, and einish. Einish and that. That's the chayav, the aimuk of this red bat. Yes.
Wouldn't rachmanu chasalei be the kapara? The fact that you
get No. That's a rabbi's not like that. Rachmanu chasalei, the Torah is rachmanu chasalei, is a punishment. Rachmanu is we don't punish. But if you need a kapara, adaraba, rachmanis is to allow him to have the kapara. Oh, that's it. Say it, okay.
punishment's not because kapar.
No.
When you get malchus, it's not machaper anymore.
And it says not machaper, but it's ikar a punishment.
So
you did something wrong, you have to get punished. Could be if you do tshuva, maybe you have a kapar also, but it's a punishment. It's a fine.
Katan, when he doesn't get malchus, does he get kapar?
The cop catches you going through red light. Yeah? He gives you a $500 fine, 1,000 shekel fine. Yeah? Is that for kapara? That avera that you did? Yeah, kapara, shbel gola, lachme vesim, you want me to pound the mosdina? What? It's a knas, it's a fine. It's a punishment.
So our case is a knas. So they need to get kapara as a knas?
What?
So the kapara.
No, for care. I'm saying it's not. It's a kapara. It's not a knas. It's not a fine. It's a kapara.
Has
more
kapara than us. And the rabbi as well would say that because he just is not
interested. No, he says the Einish. He holds it. No,
he's covered in Einish.
Right.
Because the Rachmana is only on the. He's still the Averis. He's still Mansur. He's never.
Maybe. I don't know. But he says that he's no ancient. I don't know. Maybe. It's not Mukhaka. Either way. We're back to the old child. I don't know what the rabbi holds about that.
Is this like the Reb Shah we had earlier?
And what?
That the plus ref mada, that's a thing.
Explain.
That he referenced that really is chayav and everything.
Rabbi said already.
Yeah. What?
I just said the shach, not rev shach.
I said rev shach. The shach says that a cotton is considered bar chiyuva in shchita because he's mitzvah. Now. So there's two more points here. One is this is the mahalach of the Radvaz, the Clinton, the Rambam. And here we had mentioned we didn't make a big deal about it. We mentioned almost maybe in passing that there's a fascinating shita of the Ar Sameach, Ramei Simcha, and it's shared by a few others. Get now who? Shared by a few others. Oh, the Chalkas Yayev. Passed more for Chalkas Yayev than it does for the Sameach. Chalkas Yayev also. Talmud of the Abenezer. Fits more in that camp. This Chiddush. He says that mitzvahs that a ben noyach is mitzvah on, since the Chassam Sefer says, Alpi the Rosh. That the Rambam is no lachem Moshe Mesinai by Goyim. The Shir Godless is lachem Moshe Mesinai. As lachem Moshe Mesinai, the Shurim are not said by Goyim. And Cain, when is a cotton chayiv as a ben Noach? He's chayiv when he's some age of das. Maybe Putis, we don't know, some age of das. And Meili says a Jew, look at those mitzvahs. He has the din of a ben noach. In other words, according to Ar Sameach, a Jew is a ben noach plus. So whatever chumris a ben noach had, that's what a Jew has also. So God does have mitzvahs. Even a cotton who's a bar das is chayim like a ben noach. And he says to answer this Rambam. That the Rambam says that the cotton is chayav a carbon in Ben Tesh, Bishuv Charufa. So he wants to say, since Bishuv Charufa is married to Rebbe Ivri, so therefore it's, even a Ben Noach is mitzvah. And therefore that's the pshatel of the Ar Sameach to say, explain this Rambam. The Rambam says that even a cotton is chayiv, that's because a ben noach here, this nearly if he shehel achrayim. I'm sorry for the Mashkas and Rosh. Shir Shonim Bekotten Hu Meshurim Belach Moshe V'Sinai. U Ben Noach Leinem Ben Shiurim. v'nit rishun benaya. Suba mitzvah didhu kol shu bar das lav katan nikri. The God will have a l'shem mitzvah do. Is that right? Yeah? That's what he wants to explain over here. If he's there, one second. Shemachim, Shem Charuba, Pasuk Rabbeinu, the cotton may be carbon kashi yagdil. Apagav the honors v'yashin potter benoich sheyichet shivch la'avdai. Oh, benoich sheyichet shivch la'avdai u'bal le'ah chayiv. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says. L'chein cotton muzer badvarim nechayinim. In case you thought otherwise. Tom, I guess he had to say it's nechayinim because he's talking b'chiddush. Anyway, that's the Arsameach Smahalach over here. So stop. Yen Arsameach was Taka said over here. There it is. There's one more point, and that is the Achrayim ask on the Ravid argues the Rambam. Mechared Argamara. Argamara, Mechared before. That the Pasuk is talking about even a cotton that was even a cotton over here, even a bentes. By receiving Gemara that the parish of Shiv Charuf applies even the bentes. How's Rav learn our Gemara? Rav says there's no carbon, there's no chiyuv over here. There's no chiyuv. He doesn't bring carbon. She doesn't. She's not chayim malchus because he's potter. Rav says that was the next part of Rav. It's Tali Haba. Right, since. We have time to explain that now. Anyway, but if you look at the Yad Rama over here has a whole different halach in the whole sugya, whole different chat. No taiches. According to the Yad Rama, we're not handling the bia of a ben pes for a shiv charufa. According to the Yad Rama, it's a whole different sugya. We're talking about legabe whether the shichva zera is metama or not. Nothing to do with Isuri Bia, Shiv Charufa, handling Tum and Taira. The Shiv Chazera is Metama, it's an Abatoma, Shiv Chazera. And that's the whole sugya over here. We're handling the Gabe, the Shiv Chazera of Ben Tess, whether it's Metama. So Meila Fizet, the Gemara is not talking about Shiv Charufa. So Mela, you don't see anywhere that the parish of Shacharuf is shayach even by a cotton. Mela, the Chari that's on the right, we will learn our Gemara.